Welcome back to Juno Afternoon. I'm Andy Klein. In the world of iPods and Spotify, records and record stores are harder to come by. That's why National Record Store Day was created in 2007 to keep the culture of independent record stores alive, a time for vinyl enthusiasts, artists, and store owners to come together and share their love of music. Juno will be part of that celebration, and KXLL's Chandra Boom sat down with the owners of a Juno record store to find out what this event means to them.
All right, y'all. Record Store Day is coming to Juno. That's this Saturday, April 23rd at Downtown Disc Juno, located in the Emporium Mall. The first Record Store Day was in 2008 as a celebration of independent music stores. Only independent music shops are able to participate. That means no big industry giants. Today, in 2022, there are thousands of record stores all over the U.S. and internationally who participate. And now, on Saturday, it's the first ever Record Store Day here in Thlinget Nuna. So I'm really thrilled to have Keith Crocker and Luke Metcalf, the owners of Downtown Disc Juno, in the studio today to talk about their plans for the event. Paglirivsik, welcome you two.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Hey, thank you.
Congrats for participating in Record Store Day 2022. I'm really curious, with Record Store Day's big focus on independent record stores, what did you have to do to qualify?
We had to be in business for 6 months, and then we had to fill out a lot of different paperwork saying that we wouldn't be selling things when we're not supposed to and things like that.
Have either of you been to a Record Store Day anywhere outside of Juneau or outside of Alaska that inspired you?
To be honest, I hadn't heard of it until we got into the business. I was a kind of semi-collector for quite a few years. Mostly I would go to like Salvation Armies or places like that and try to find some gems. With the kind of the coming of streaming apps and things like that and the decline of record stores, it really does make a lot of sense to have something that really focuses on local independent record stores and gives them something exclusive. So, for us, it's something we're looking forward to, and, you know, hopefully we can expand if, you know, it goes well.
I know that you opened Downtown Disc Juno during the pandemic, and I just want to say some people just learned to bake bread or make their houseplants explode. What inspired you to open an actual brick and mortar record store during this time?
I ended up with probably 4,000 records in my basement. A lot of people were leaving town. A lot of people getting rid of their collections, and being the pandemic, didn't really have much to do. So I started looking through all these records, and I'm like, what am I going to do with all these records? It'll take a lifetime to listen to them all. So I talked to Luke, and I said, let's take a chance and open a store and see what happens, see how it goes.
What's special in a record store that you really can't get elsewhere in the music world?
Well, here's something that really kind of blew me away was the smells.
Oh, okay.
I mean, some of these records are sitting around in people's homes for years and years and years. And then sometimes you can even find little notes, pictures. It's awesome to find posters.
Old receipts and notes like that are real fun.
And even if you don't have a record player, a lot of times people just have a good time looking through all the old album artwork, seeing, you know, reading names of who produced what. And, you know, we encourage people to come take a look.
And another big part of the record stores in general is the people. People who collect records are really serious about what they like to collect. And it's cool to talk to people and learn about their interests and kind of pass off your knowledge and get knowledge from them as well. It's definitely a cool thing.
You know, it's just a little tiny things. It's kind of like a museum or something.
Do you have any memorable albums that came through the store?
Oh man, so many. We whenever we get big drops in there, or we buy big lots, you're just finding stuff that you normally wouldn't gravitate towards, and then you end up playing it, and you're just like blown away by these great musicians that you really didn't have on your forefront or your radar. It's real cool. We just ended up with a lot of jazz records, and jazz itself is a huge learning experience, and we just learned so much just listening through all the records that we've gotten.
Yeah, going through those jazz records was a huge learning experience. I think it was 1,200 records we just purchased recently. And kind of seeing the connections throughout the different producers and who shows up, you know, the who shows up on each other's records. Man, it's a whole new world, just that one genre. So
you'll hear tidbits along the way when you're listening to a record and you're like, wait, I know someone used that for a sample in a hip hop song or stuff like that.
A lot
and,
of the...
And it kind of really brings you back to that, to the person that used the sample, and then you learn more about the artist that originally did it. And I don't know, I think that's important if you really want to delve into the music.
Yeah, that's, you totally just hit the nail on the head. It's so amazing to see all of these different genres that we know and love and see them being continually reinterpreted with artists. And especially, I mean, even now, and especially that sampling has changed and licensing and all of that. That's really cool. How about some of Juno's local talent? Have you had any local artists in store? I know you've only been open for just about a year now, but
whenever we get a chance to get any vinyl from any of the local artists, we always try to pick it up. I know we've had Sean Tracy has some 45s. Sean used to play in Juno a lot. We've been finding quite a lot of older pressings from 60s and 70s musicians in Juno, which is kind of fun as well.
We have like some Skagway 45s. We have like a record about Douglas, a 45. You know, there's quite a few. We've sold a lot of Alaska State singles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that was
for
a locally produced record here in the 80s, I think, by John Engels. Terry Tibbetts on it. A lot of local artists.
As vintage music lovers, how do you listen to music most at home? CDs, tapes, vinyl? Are you secretly streaming?
Almost always vinyl and radio. I usually start with one side of one record in the morning when I'm drinking my coffee, pop on the radio, listen to some news, and then head off to work kind of thing. After work, it's almost always vinyl.
Yeah, owning a record store, I listen to lots of vinyl at work. But yeah, I do have my home setup is pretty much just all vinyl. Streaming at work, my other job is, you know, I can't really fit a record player in my kitchen. So it's convenient, obviously, for things like driving.
I always keep a selection of tapes in my car because I got a tape deck in the car.
I have my high school CD collection in my truck. So I've been listening to lots of CDs lately.
See, this is how you know you can trust Downtown Disc Juno. Real, true vintage music lovers still have those hard copies in their car. You mentioned CDs. In December, it was announced that CD sales increased nationally for the first time since 2004. I wonder if you've seen any of the CD trend happening in store.
For the most part, it's mostly vinyl, but you are seeing CDs kind of picking up speed a little bit as far as sales are concerned. There's a lot of stuff on CD that you really can't get in any other format. You can't find it streaming. You're not going to find it on vinyl.
And there's a lot of people. It's in bad shape. So
right, for sure. And there's a lot of people looking for that.
One of the things that comes to mind for CDs is the 90s soundtrack era. The soundtrack, like movie soundtracks in the 90s, that was a huge thing. There were some soundtracks that, like, if you opened up a Case Logic, you were definitely going to find at least a few of these, like, top 10.
Garden State comes to mind from the 2000s.
Yeah, Train Spotting soundtrack, Pulp Fiction soundtrack, Forrest Gump.
Yeah. Reservoir Dogs.
Yeah, yep. Mm-hmm. There were so many. Dazed and Confused. Mm-hmm. That was a really rad one. I know Record Store Day has a list of special releases just for the celebration every year. Are there any Record Store Day releases that you're most excited about?
Ooh, there's so many. I think we have over 100 releases that are going to be in the shop this Saturday.
One that I'm really excited for is Czarface is releasing a new album. Looking at it, it says it comes with a pack of trading cards. So I'm kind of excited about that one personally.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Pixies Live at Coachella. I'm pretty stoked about live albums. So,
oh, man, you knew you could say the magic word Pixies.
And Coachella. So you know it's going to be a good performance for sure.
Yeah. I know you started taking Record Store Day requests from Juno music buyers back in January. What was the response like?
Huge. It was absolutely huge. And it's good because if we focus on what we like, there's going to be a lot of records that not everyone likes.
Yeah.
But, I mean, with that being said, we did get an overwhelming response. We tried to get everything everyone asked us for. Normally, I'd order one or two Taylor Swift, but we ordered a dozen. Things like that really kind of helps us pick up what the community really wants so we can order correctly.
Yeah, I mean, if we chose just exactly what we wanted, I don't think it would be a very fun shop to come into. Mm-hmm. It kind of forces you to go outside your, I guess, like what you would.
Your normal listening range, so to speak.
I guess so, yeah. And I think we all have preconceptions of music genres, and it's been nice to kind of break through some of those by learning, just, you know, learning what other people listen to and learning a new appreciation for some of these artists.
Yeah, I love it. It sounds like you guys are doing it right. There really is nothing better than that thrill of discovery of new music tastes or genres or artists that you haven't heard before. I'm so on board with that. What other in-store plans can music buyers look forward to on Saturday?
Saturday's going to be really heavy with a lot of people. Record Store Day does a Black Friday sale. It's not Record Store Day per se, which we participated in last year, and we didn't quite expect the line or the response that materialized. There was a literal line in front of the shop. We expect it to be really, really busy. There's certain people have a lot of things that they really, really want, so there's people lining up. It'll be fun, and it's nice to kind of see people so excited about these particular releases that are coming in.
I think we're just going to also just try to have as much and the best quality used vinyl out and ready for purchase that we can. We've just come across quite a bit of used stuff, so it takes a while to kind of grade it and get it out there, but we want to have the most options available for everyone.
Record Store Day is not just about the new releases. It is really about the record stores and really helping out the independent record stores. But with that being said, there's great releases that are new, but there's also so many great used records that are going to be available.
I also think it helps support the artists, too, because they definitely get more of a cut of these sales than, especially on the newer side. I mean, obviously, used stuff goes mostly to us, but on the new side, we do pay, MSRP more than a stream would give an artist. So I think that's also kind of a positive to look into.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, especially for people like local artists. All right, this one's for the fledgling record collectors out there. What is the absolute must-have album or must-have genre that if you don't already have it, you need to scoop it up for a well-rounded record collection?
You got to have some jazz in there. That's just hands down. You got to do it. We learned that. I think we both learned that recently, how it's affects all the other genres of music. With that being said, if I was going to say you had to have one album, that's a tough one. I mean,
I'm going to go with Madlib. Anything that Madlib puts out is going to be on the top of my list to pick up. Mad Villainy with MF Doom is probably top of the list for me.
For everyone in the world, I think you should have a copy of Dark Side of the Moon from Pink Floyd. I think that's, it's such a great album. And I see younger people, older people, everyone gravitates toward that album.
Yeah, it's true. And it definitely looks cool in the stack. Budding vintage music collectors, you heard the guys. Get you some jazz, get you some Madlib, and get you some Dark Side of the Moon to add to your collection. That wraps up our conversation.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. See you on Saturday.
That was Keith Crocker and Luke Metcalf, the owners of Downtown Disc Juno. Thanks so much to you both for coming in today to tell us all about Juno's first ever Record Store Day.